Hello, and welcome to the Screaming Into the Mic podcast, a medium normalizing the expression of women's anger. Soraya Chimali writes, "Gendered ideas about anger make us women question ourselves, doubt our feelings, set aside our needs, and renounce our own capacity for moral conviction. This podcast is where I take a stand and say no more through creating a safe space for women to share their rage in a public forum. I'm your host, Mary Abdelmalek Neal. I'm a musician, community developer, and feminist activist. Join us for each episode as we talk with women about the struggles they face in work and life. We begin this podcast this season chatting with women in the arts. Thanks for tuning in. Samira Dazeen is a Canadian visual artist, educator, and curator of Pakistani origin. With a BFA in miniature painting and sculpture from the National College of Arts, Lahore, she's established herself as a predominant figure in the art world. Samira's artwork has been showcased in renowned exhibitions across South Asia, the United States, Canada, Europe, and the Middle East, gaining recognition from notable individuals including Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and Princess Rania of Jordan. Her paintings have also become part of the prestigious ROMS Global South Asia Collection. Throughout her career, Samira has received numerous national and international awards, solidifying her reputation as an accomplished artist. Currently based in Canada, she was the artist-in-residence for the City of Kitchener in 2008 and exhibits her work in esteemed public art galleries like the Art Gallery of Mississauga. Additionally, Samira has curated exhibitions at the Royal Ontario Museum and conducted specialized art workshops and courses at institutions such as Aga Khan Museum in Toronto and the University of Waterloo. This is Screaming Into the Mic. Samira, welcome.
Hi, Mary. Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. I'm very excited that you're here.
I'm excited too.
Awesome. So as we usually start here, like, just tell listeners a little bit about your artistic practice.
So my artistic practice goes back to 1996. That's when I graduated from National College of Arts in Lahore, Pakistan. I did my BFA from there. And then since then, I have been a practicing artist. And I am also an artist educator. So yes, that's when it goes back. And the practice is, I've been trained in South Asian miniature painting, which is a very specialized field and specific to, you can say, the history goes back to China and Persia, and then the style or school of thought came to, you can say, subcontinent, which is India and Pakistan, through Mughals. And Mughals had their ateliers where court painters used to paint, and that technique followed later as well into different regions of India, and that's where how it spread. And then when I went to National College of Arts, there was this whole department of miniature painting, and it actually intrigued me to be in that department. So I just took that as my major subject, and I had sculpture as my minor. After graduating, obviously it's an art school, right? So, and we are not in a atelier of a Mughal court or whatever, right? So it's just that you have to have your own expression. And I also did other subjects as well, like drawing, painting, printmaking, design. It actually gave me my own expression. Because in the end, you have to do a thesis where you actually have to create your own artwork. Although I was trained in the traditional practice, but then created something on my own. And after that, I continued with this practice, and my practice, I am a feminist, and I work towards...
That's part of the reason why you're on the show.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I work towards the ideas that are parallel to my own life, but also resonate with other women. And I worked with mostly with the ideas of within the relationships, gender, identity, behavioral issues, all these things that encompasses my artistic practice.
And how does that expression of those themes kind of show up in your work?
So yes, I am now I have become more multidisciplinary.
Mm-hmm.
So I started with painting, but obviously I was trained in so many other subjects that were in there in my practice. So I now delve into, you can say, sculpture, installation, sound-based work.
Okay.
I make video. So it's all holistic now.
Oh, that's amazing. So you were the artist in residence in 2018, and I know that you explored other work in the community, such as quilting, I believe.
My idea was basically to work with immigrant women.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to focus on South Asian women because I felt that the issues are same. But I eventually gathered overall, like, women from all the community, all the cultures. So yes, and I worked with them. I did a workshop at Victoria Hills Community Parks, and where they actually created an embroidery piece with me, and we made a quilt, and that quilt is now hanging in the community center, Victoria Hills Community
Center. So people can see it when they go into the
Victoria
Hills Community
yes,
Center.
Yes, yeah.
Well, that's amazing. So what you mentioned that you immigrated here. What was your experience kind of becoming a artist in this community?
Oh, yes. So, you know, I was when I came here, I resigned from in Pakistan. I was teaching as associate professor. I was looking at the miniature department at Indus Valley School of Art and Architecture. And I was also practicing. So my thought was that I will be doing the same. So what I did, even if we were in the basement, it was two-room basement, I actually made one room as my studio. And I just practiced. But one thing that happened with me is that I came to Canada in 2009 for an artist residency from Pakistan.
Okay.
And an exhibition. It was called Bazgasht at Art Gallery of Mississauga.
Okay.
And I did a residency at Living Arts Center in Mississauga. So that through that, I knew few people here in artistic community. So those people were my, you can say, support or the channel to be into other areas of art scene. That's what happened with me. And yeah, so that's how it all started. But yeah, I'm happy.
And then when did you come to the region of Waterloo?
I moved to Waterloo in 2017.
Okay.
That's when I came, and this residency was announced.
Yeah.
And I just applied for it and got it. So, yeah, I was lucky to get that residency. It actually gave me a lot of exposure, and it helped me make a lot of contacts. And, yes, obviously, it was a good thing on my resume as well. Yeah.
And how is it to create a community in the region of Waterloo? Because you mentioned you started in Mississauga, and then when you came here, how did you kind of establish yourself? You started with the residency, and that introduced you to people locally. And
yes, so locally, I was introduced to many organizations first of all, because I was working with them. I worked with the Kultrin Music Festival with Isabel, and then I worked, I did art performances in different events. So I did an art performance at, because my project was based on that, and I was also working on the idea of venting out or frustration as an immigrant. Because when you come here from, let's say, of a third world country to a first world country, you think that everything will be great for you, but it's not. Even if you have a strong background, you don't get that same exposure. And it's not just with me, you know, it's with everybody. And at least I had some backing.
Right.
For
you
others,
mean with your education?
Yes, kind of, with my education, as well as I knew few people in the artist community, right? I came here earlier as well in 2009, but then I actually moved as an immigrant in 2012.
Okay.
And I moved to Oakville.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how it happened. So I feel that the issues of women, especially South Asian women, is kind of same. Because South Asian women mostly, or in general, are not accustomed to work out of home or do jobs and things.
Okay.
They mostly stay at home moms, right? So when you come here, you have this extreme pressure of supporting your household. You have to take care of your kids. You don't have any transportation at that time, because car or something,
right?
You just rely on the public transport, and in some cities it's difficult. You just have to wait in extreme weather for longer hours and things like that. So it's difficult, and you have to do all home chores as well, things like that. So it's tough. It's not easy, right? Things get easier by time, but still, I feel that I'm still juggling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even now.
Yeah.
Even though, do you feel like you've established yourself as an artist, and it's still that juggling pattern of...
Yes, it is there, right? So if you work, you neglect your home. And if you work towards your, like, do some home chores, your work suffers, because I work from home.
Right.
So these are the issues that we all have, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's what I work with in my artwork.
So can you share with us some of those stories, like how they appear in your artwork, and how they manifest in your practice?
So, you know, I worked with the idea of the grass is greener, and which is in Persian or Urdu, it's called sabzbagh. Sabzbagh dikhana. Or you can say sabz is green, bagh is a garden.
Okay.
So it's like when you move from one place to another, you think that everything will be good. So the grass is greener on the other side of the road. So that's how it happens. But it's not in actual situation. So that's what I worked with initially. Because whatever I do runs, like, appear in my art practice.
Okay.
And in that struggle, I feel that abuse or emotional issues come in your relationship. So that's when my artistic practice kind of changed as well. And it is, I have used a lot of trunks vintage suitcases in my installation.
Okay.
And then I was creating the actual Mughal garden in my installations with the sound pieces, which had interviews of women who were immigrant from all, like, somebody who came to Canada 60 years ago, somebody who's just like in between, and somebody is a recent immigrant. So all these women had same issues.
Hmm.
Even like we have moved to a new country, but we are still the same people.
Hmm.
Thoughts don't change. We are diaspora, like in between people. And we still look for the same food. We still want to be in the same weather, even though we are not. So, and it's the weather here is harsh for us. It's very difficult. So, we just juggle with many, many things. And that financial struggle is certainly very, very, it's a big pressure. And if one person works and the other does not, in a way, it becomes a problem. And sometimes the partners get abusive, right. And things get hard. So that's how it is.
And are those installations still?
No, they were site specific, right?
Okay.
So I did one at in my solo show in Pakistan. That was a big one in 2015, and I did one in 2017. In fact, two in 2017. One is at Art Gallery of Mississauga. Other one is here in the Kitchener Museum.
Yeah.
And then I did one small one at Oakville Memorial Hospital in 2019. Wow. So these were all site specific.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I wanted to bring in a quote, as I usually do here. I try to bring quotes from feminist authors. So for Brittany Cooper's book, Eloquent Rage, she writes, "Before we fully learn to love ourselves, all people of color in the United States learn that we are supporting characters and spectators in the collective story of white people's lives." Although she has a U.S. perspective, I'm not sure it's much different here in Canada. Did you find that you were navigating a predominantly white environment in your artistic practice, and if so, how did you navigate it?
You see, I never felt anything like that.
No?
At all. Not at all, because probably I had exposure and to the community, or the, you can say, to I have traveled before as well, so I was okay with that part.
Hmm.
I never felt that I'm different or something like that. And my work was my ladder. So that's how I moved. And I have been lucky to have found very good people. So yeah, so I never found this difficult. And I just feel it normal as well, just because there's so many immigrants as well. So sometimes it just doesn't feel different.
And is it because, does your art primarily focus on working with immigrant and immigrant stories?
Not actually, because okay. I have worked with the curators. I don't want to use the term white, but
yeah.
Yes, the Canadian curators. So I have never found any difficulty or any discrimination or anything like that.
That's great. That's amazing to hear.
Yes, it is actually. I've been lucky, and fingers crossed it's going to be the same. So
yeah, for sure. I do want to ask, though, about less about the racial component of it and more just as an artist, as a newcomer.
Oh, yes. That is, I would say that's, it is difficult to enter into mainstream as an artist, but the public art scene is stronger for me rather than the commercial art gallery. I've never been able to enter into any commercial art gallery.
Interesting.
I have never tried being into a commercial gallery, because the Canadian art scene that way, in terms of commercial aspect, honestly speaking, is very bad.
And what,
if you want to edit it.
No. That's okay. No, I want to ask you what do you mean by that?
In terms that of selling artworks.
Mm.
Because it is a difficulty because hardly any people know me or people coming from other countries as an artist. And if you are lucky, if you found people, then you make your connections. Otherwise, how would you get in? No, you can't.
Interesting. So who gets into the galleries?
So it's mostly people who are there since long.
Okay.
Or that's our people graduating from the universities and teaching in the universities or things like that.
So Canadian born, Canadian educated.
Well, you can say in a way, because it takes you time to enter into the mainstream.
Hmm.
Although I am in, but I have reached to a point, but I still feel that I need to do more.
Do you feel a little bit like an outsider in the mainstream?
Not an outsider, but it's just that I still have to reach more people.
Okay.
And more public art spaces rather than just very few.
Hmm.
I am making my way, but I still feel that I can go more.
So what advice do you have for newcomer artists who are trying to follow in your path?
So, you know, it's very important to continue your practice.
Hmm.
If you get into a juggle of doing something else, do art jobs, do other stuff, you will lose your artist practice, because when you are tired, you can't do art. It's hard. So it is difficult, but you will reach the platform. If your art is good, then obviously you will reach the platform. It depends what sort of art you do and things like that. So if you're a contemporary artist and working towards your way, I have seen people growing.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Oh, that's it's really interesting, because I've had a couple of conversations before now talking where people have the same conversation about how, like, they're juggling because they have a day job or they have a part-time job and they're trying to do their art, like whatever their artistic practice is, kind of on the side of all this stuff. And there's only so much, like you said, there's only so much energy and capacity. And
yeah, even for me, I am also doing something. I'm teaching same thing, but I'm teaching art.
Okay.
At KWAG as an artist educator. But the thing is that if you even do that, let's say if it's a two-hour job or a class that you have to take. I live in Cambridge. Mm. I have to come to Kitchener, which is a 30-minute drive. Then I take a two-hour class, which is obviously hectic and all that, because it's a studio art class, and then you go back home, you do other chores in between. So by the time when you reach home, you are tired.
Yeah.
And when you keep growing older, your energy levels are not same as you were 19.
No, I hear that.
Like that. It's not like that.
I am with you there. I totally understand that.
So, yes, it is.
And then you have,
hard.
Like, kids and, it's just all in the pile.
Yes, you have to take your child to a soccer and swimming. All that. So, it's just, this is how life is. And I feel it's for everybody. It's not just me.
Yeah.
Or it's for every woman who is working. Because they have to do it.
Talking about women, specifically, what do you find are the challenges for women as artists, and how can we make it more inclusive? How can we make it more inclusive for people to be able to do what you're talking about, to live and breathe their art without getting bogged down by all these other things?
I'm not sure about this idea that how women can be more inclusive in the artistic community. I think there's no discrimination, to my understanding.
Yeah.
And I see mostly women who are working in artistic field than men. And yes, then Canada is full of artists. It's a big country, right? I have come from a country which is small, and it has very specific art scene, which is very, it's a niche practice.
Okay.
Right? It's very, very small, but yes, people have, I know everybody in Pakistan as artists, right? And they all know me as an artist, right?
Right.
But okay. In Canada, it's not like that. Because there's so many people as artists. There's so yeah. many provinces. It's wide. It's huge. It's a big country.
Right.
So that's how it is. And for women, I feel if you work towards the issues that are your personal and that are more closer towards your heart or more sort of your expression is strong, then obviously you have more stronger foot or you holding in the art scene.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel, because there are many issues that women face, and I have seen a lot of things. I've recently done did a workshop with women of abuse.
Okay.
At Sexual Assault Support Center. And when I heard their issues, I did their interviews, and they have very suppressed voices. Their issues need to become out, maybe through us, like artists who have more, like me maybe, because I have, I can say, places where I can talk about these issues. I have more standing. I go to universities, I go to museums, I go to public places where I can talk about these issues. This is what I want to do. And yes, I have faced these issues as well. So this is something very strong perspective that I want to bring in my art practice.
I love that your art brings community together and really taps into what's going on in community. You were talking about working with the women who are victims of abuse. You were talking about working with immigrant women and understanding their ideas of like what's their transitions and what does that look like for them and what are their issues. So I love that you're bringing all these like really real, really like strong themes into your art. So that being said, how can our listeners find you and your art? How do they?
So I have a website.
Okay.
That's sumerathazine.com.
Okay, they link it into our show notes.
Yeah,
as
they
well.
Can reach me through that. And on the side, I've started a kind of a business side as well.
Oh,
which
yes.
Is, I am incorporating my traditional practice with my own compositions and themes into home accessories, and then
that's so exciting.
That's what I am doing.
Yay, you yeah. hear it, you hear it yeah. or you hear it here.
And then I also teach art as well, so
yes.
there are many things that they can my business is ststudio.ca.
all right,
that's
we'll
what
also
it
link
is.
It into our notes
yeah.
as well.
So, yeah, they can reach me through anywhere, Instagram, Facebook,
that's
wherever.
So exciting.
I'm all over Google, Wikipedia.
I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so exciting. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah,
I didn't
sure.
need to. That's wonderful to hear. Well, thank you so much for this conversation, for taking the time and sharing with our listeners about the amazing work that you do in our community.
Thank you so much, Mary. It was an honor to be here, and I hope you got the ideas that you wanted.
Yeah, no, it's great. We got a love that when we share, we learn about different artists and what they're doing in our community and how they are building our community into a more like stronger, vibrant, eclectic, all the places, like places, right? I That's what we want to do here.
It's
so
all good.
All right. Until next time. Thanks for joining us for this conversation. To learn more about how to connect with our guests, as well as resources mentioned during the episode, check out the show notes. If you are enjoying this podcast and are a woman local to the region of Waterloo looking for a safe place to release your anger, check out our Facebook group, Screaming Into the Void Waterloo Region. The link is in the show notes as well. Don't forget to tune in for our next episode as we continue to explore the journey of women in the arts.
Y'all good?